It's time for RP3 and Company, where Raymond Parch III and Cody Schutz talk sports with the biggest names in the state of Louisiana. Two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback Eli Manning.
You know, it's my job to do my job as best I can, but to be a good teammate. You know, I've always been great in the quarterback room, helping everybody out.
Former LSU and Saints star wide receiver Devery Henderson.
To get that opportunity, man, and get that call on draft day for seeing that 504 number, it was something else, man. When I got that call, man, it was real humbling, and you know, being able to play for Maine State and be still close to home.
Time to find out what's behind that door as RP3 and Company starts now.
Good morning. Welcome to RP3 and Company right here on the Acadiana Sports Station 103.7 The Game. We're broadcasting live from the 237 Roof Studios, presented by Lafayette Roofing. We're also simulcast on Stadium Network 32.1. That's free over-the-air 24-hour sports coverage. You can also find us on LUS Fiber 133, 1133 in high definition. If you'd like to, you can pick up the phone, give us a call. Dial the ARCO Equipment Hotline, 337-706-0111. That's 337-706-0111. Give you an update. Once again, we talked about it on yesterday's show, preparing for what we believe to be Tropical Storm Barry that could be Hurricane Barry by the time it hits landfall early Saturday morning. The governor, Governor John Bel Edwards, declared a state of emergency for the entire state yesterday. Lafayette Parish has declared a state of emergency in preparation from Tropical Storm Barry as well. It's changed. It's slowed down slightly to about 3 miles per hour. So that could increase its intensity because of all the warm water in the Gulf. So we'll be keeping an eye on what Tropical Storm Barry is doing. It is expected in Acadiana on early Saturday. Expected to make landfall in our area down in St. Mary Parish is the latest projections there. Once again, make sure that you are prepared for the weekend, prepared for the windy conditions, and prepared for the rain. You can go to 1037thegame.com. We have a story up about sandbag locations throughout Acadiana, Lafayette, Cairn Crow, St. Landry Parish, and further out. So make sure that you are prepared and ready to go, and check back in with us for the latest updates on Tropical Storm Barry. We got a lot to get to on today's show. We're going to close out the week here. We're going to do so strong. We got the rant of the week coming up in hour number two, RPOs with RP3, which, by the way, before we get to that, Cody Schutz, good morning to you, brother. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
You sound rested.
I am very, very well rested today. Still a little tired, but that's got nothing. That's just because it's the end of the week. Everyone gets that, you know, that little tired, that lull at the end of the week, but nothing cures that little end of the week lull better than some RP3 and Company.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We'll also be talking with Tyler Nunez, as we always do, of Tiger Rag. That'll be in hour number three. He'll give us the latest updates on all things LSU, including giving us a little bit of a taste of SEC Media Days next week. Our old friend Patrick McClellan, the other co-host of the Lima Time Time podcast, and diehard Houston Rockets fan, he's going to join us. I wonder what we're going to be talking about. And we'll also have Barry Hurstis on in hour number two, talking all things Saints as we get closer and closer to training camp for the Hoodats. But I want to lead off today's show talking about the bombshell of news that hit the NBA last night. And no, I'm not talking about Marcus Morris backing out of his deal with the San Antonio Spurs to sign with the New York Knicks. I'm talking about Oklahoma City trading Russell Westbrook to the Houston Rockets for Chris Paul. The Thunder have agreed to a trade that will send Westbrook to the Rockets, where he'll be reunited with James Harden, his former teammate in Oklahoma City Thunder. They both were drafted by the Thunder and reached a finals there in OKC. The Rockets, in return, are sending Chris Paul, two protected first-round picks in 2024 and 2026. They're both protected for picks 1 through 4, and two pick swaps, 2021 and 2025, to the Thunder. The Rockets are going to be reuniting the two former MVP guards, who I said, of course, started their careers with the Thunder. League sources tell the mothership that this is a deal that both Harden and Westbrook were extremely enthusiastic about. The two have remained friends despite Harden being traded to OKC. I mean, besides Harden being traded to the Houston Rockets years ago. Thunder general manager Sam Presti worked with Westbrook and his agent to help honor the Star Guard's hopes of playing with the Rockets. The Thunder had discussed a possible deal with the Miami Heat, but Westbrook preferred to be reunited with his friend and play in Houston. So the Rockets get themselves a dynamic player, an MVP player. We'll get to see if this works between the two. Both players have flourished and developed significantly since they were playing together on that team that reached the NBA Finals and lost to LeBron James and the Miami Heat. Presti's also said that he's working with Paul's agents. Do you need two agents? He has plural. Agents? Plural? Does one just handle the State Farm commercials? I have questions. Presti is working with Paul's agents to redirect the 9-time All-Star to a new team. Apparently, he wants to make sure that he's happy and send him to someplace else. Possibly the Miami Heat. Harden will turn 30 next month. Westbrook is 30, so the window is closing for both of those players. If they're going to be making a run to a title, it's going to have to be done in the next 4 to 5 years. And the West is obviously extremely wide open because of the dismantling going on with the Golden State Warriors, Kawhi Leonard deciding to go to the Clippers, bringing Paul George, and the Lakers getting Anthony Davis. And Portland got better, and Utah got better. So the West is wide open next year. This is what Rockets owner Tilman Ferretta told Houston's Fox 26. Quote, "We're excited to have Russell Westbrook. I would watch him play for Oklahoma City, and he's so athletic. At the same time, this franchise just had the 2 years with the most wins it's ever had in consecutive years, and we wouldn't have accomplished that without Chris Paul. Chris Paul is unbelievable, and he's going to be sadly missed." Cody, do you want to take a guess on how many first-round picks Oklahoma City has accumulated since June 20th NBA draft? Since the draft that night, how many first-round picks they've gotten?
3.
8.
Oh, wow.
They have 8. This is where they stand with the trades of Paul George, Russell Westbrook, and Jamari Grant. Because now the Thunder are obviously in full rebuild mode. The Thunder now have at least 2 first-round draft picks in 6 of the next 7 drafts. They have two next year. One is their own, one is from Denver. The next year, they have 2 again. One of their own, one with Miami. They have two from the Clippers in 2022, 2023. Another one from the Clippers in 2024. It's just 8 first-round picks since the draft. And with the possibility that Oklahoma City could retain its own 2020 pick, top 20 protected to Philadelphia, and a 2022 pick, lottery protected to Atlanta, the Thunder could have 15 first-round picks and swap rights in 4 different seasons between 2020 and 2026. Phenomenal. I'll say this about Oklahoma City. As soon as they decided to trade Paul George, when he and his reps let him know that he wanted to be traded, they knew then that the window had closed and that they're going to have to start over from scratch. And the rebuild is going to be full on now for them. And I know some people are like, well, you have all those picks, but you got to make sure to hit on them. And is Sam Presti the guy to make sure that happens? I'll remind you, Sam Presti is the general manager who took over right before the franchise moved from Seattle, or the year before the franchise moved from Seattle to Oklahoma City. He drafted Kevin Durant. He drafted Russell Westbrook. He drafted Serge Ibaka. He drafted James Harden. His track record says that he's going to be good to go. Now, what's the likelihood that you are able to scout and develop talent that ends up producing 3 league MVPs and create a core that takes you to the NBA Finals? I mean, think about of those 4 guys that Sam Presti drafted last year in Seattle and then in Oklahoma City. Kevin Durant has been to 4 finals. He's won 2. He's a 2-time NBA Finals MVP. He's a league MVP. Russell Westbrook set the career triple-double mark in a season and averaged a triple-double, the first player since Oscar Robertson to do so, 1 league MVP. He's been to the finals, that Thunder team that lost to the Heat. James Harden's been to the finals. He's been a league MVP. Serge Ibaka has been an all-star who just won an NBA championship as a member of the Toronto Raptors. They have 8 first-round picks, could end up being 15. Ridiculous. We're going to dive more into this trade on the Houston side, and we'll also want to talk about the former New Orleans Hornet, who's now yet going to be on another team. Chris Paul has his window shut. We'll discuss it coming up next right here on RP3 and Company on Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game. I'm your host, Raymond Parts III. Cody Schutz is the man on the ones and twos, the producer extraordinaire himself. We led off today's show talking about the blockbuster trade Oklahoma City and Houston are pulling off, which broke last night. Just when you thought the NBA didn't have anything else up its sleeve, it was like, no, hold on. We're not done. The Oklahoma City Thunder are sending Russell Westbrook, former league MVP, triple-double machine, to the Houston Rockets, pairing up with his old buddy, James Harden. How's that going to work? I'm not for sure yet. Russell Westbrook likes having the ball in his hands. James Harden likes having the ball in his hands. Now, the way Westbrook attacks the basket can set up shots for Harden. But Harden in recent years loves doing that thing. He loves doing that kind of lean back, fade back, three-point shot of his, or even mid-range jumper. There's not a lot of quickness to it. Can Harden adjust his game? Look, this is going to – both of these guys are going to have to adjust. It just can't simply be, oh, we get to be, you know, we get to play together again. No, no, they're going to have to make an adjustment, tweak things. Expect Mike D'Antoni to tweak things as well. But he's got a dynamic, extremely athletic and dynamic player now at the point. Harden can continue being the maestro of creating his own shots. I believe this keeps Houston now in the discussion of being one of the top teams in the West. I think Chris Paul's injury history and the fact that he's now 34, if they kept the roster as is, if they were going to stand pat, it wasn't going to help them. And I'll give it up to Daryl Morey. The guy loves making the big move. Dwight Howard, James Harden, Chris Paul, Carmelo Anthony, some of those worked. Some worked really well, some didn't. But he's not afraid of taking the big swing, so to speak. And once again, Houston's going to be in the conversation. I'd be interested to see how Westbrook does in D'Antoni's system. Because D'Antoni has not had someone as athletic as Russell Westbrook run his offense ever. I mean, think of the guys that have ran that fast pace, up-tempo offense of his. Steve Nash, Jeremy Lin, Chris Paul. Russell Westbrook is a different beast than all those guys. Now, you have to deal with Russell's turnovers, his streakiness as a shooter. Sometimes he goes cold and he does not stop jacking up shots. But they already know how to deal with that because James Harden is kind of the same guy. He can miss 10 shots in a row and he's still going to be jacking them up. But D'Antoni is smart enough to be able to adjust to that and make it work. So it'll be interesting to see how they work together. But it's a move you got to make if you're the Rockets. You got to remain relevant. There was talk of them breaking down the whole franchise, right? That because Harden and Paul didn't get along, that they're going to do a rebuild, that everyone was on the trading block, and that they were going to try to start from scratch. But Daryl Morey's not a guy to start from scratch. And even though he had to give up a ton to get Russell Westbrook and take on that four-year $170 million that's remaining on his contract, Russell's only 30. Harden's turning 30. They're still in the prime. You still get prime years. If you would have stayed pat, you're not getting prime years out of Chris Paul. His prime years are done. We already talked about Sam Presti in Oklahoma City piling up every pick known to man for the next 10 years. They're going to be in a full rebuild mode. They still have Steven Adams. They still have Marinelli that they got in a trade. So I don't know where they're going to go. Chris Paul does have some familiarity with Oklahoma City because, remember, due to Hurricane Katrina, the Hornets had to play in Oklahoma City. And the excitement level from the fan base there convinced the NBA to be able to move the Seattle Supersonics to Oklahoma City. And it has been a great fan base there in OKC. So Paul could stay, or they could turn around and trade him and get even more assets or whatever they need to do to see who's going to take on that humongous contract of Chris Paul's. Paul has 3 years, $124 million left on his contract. He's 34. 34, has constant nagging injuries, including his hamstring. Even if he does go to Miami and pair it up with Jimmy Butler, how good does that make them? And for a guy who's going to be more than likely a first ballot Hall of Famer, Chris Paul, never been to an NBA Finals, and has had relationships everywhere he's gone sour. Everywhere he's gone. things did not end well in New Orleans. If you remember, he gets traded to the Los Angeles Lakers. The commissioner steps in and says, oh, no, he gets sent to the Clippers. They have a little three-headed monster of their own. Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan, remember? They could never get past the second round of the playoffs. And that marriage fell apart quickly. Hard feelings between Chris Paul and some of his teammates. Chris Paul getting the reputation of being difficult to play with. He gets a fresh start with Houston Rockets. But after 2 years, reports are coming out left and right that him and James Harden aren't even speaking. And that relationship has deteriorated. And that James Harden doesn't want to play with Chris Paul anymore. So as great as Chris Paul is, and he's going to be more than likely a first ballot Hall of Famer, right now at the age of 34, he does not have an NBA Finals trip under his belt. He's had three locations that he's played at end with hard feelings, with bitterness between him and teammates. He has a reputation of being difficult. He has a reputation of butting heads with coaches as well. And now he's on to another team. Do you believe the window's closed for Chris Paul? The only thing that could possibly save him is possibly trying to go to the Lakers, which I don't see how that's going to happen because of the salary cap. Chris Paul got his money. He's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, but I don't know. The story of Chris Paul in the NBA is definitely an interesting one filled with unexpected turns. We got to hit a break. More RP3 and Company coming up next, right here on 103.7 The Game. Welcome back to RP3 and Company, right here on Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game. We've talked about it on today's show, the blockbuster trade between the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Houston Rockets. Russell Westbrook is being shipped off to the Houston Rockets. In return, Sam Presti and the Oklahoma City Thunder are getting multiple first-round picks and Chris Paul. Is that a good trade for both teams? I think it's a necessary trade. I think it could be good for the Houston Rockets. If the brain trust down there, Daryl Morey, Mike D'Antoni, Westbrook, and Harden figure out a way that they can play together. We've seen it before, right? We saw it during the Oklahoma City run. They had Durant, Westbrook, Harden, Kendrick Perkins, Serge Ibaka. Okay, that great nucleus that they had that reached the NBA Finals. But Harden has grown as a player, and he's become a league MVP and a face of a franchise. Russell Westbrook has grown as a player. Has become a league MVP and a face of a franchise. Okay? So those two guys at the age of 30 are going to have to do a little soul searching and figure out what role they're going to take, how they're going to play together, how's it going to best benefit the team, and have Mike D'Antoni be on the same page. If they can do that, there can be something special in Houston. Okay? There can be something special in Houston. Remember, the Rockets came a Chris Paul hamstring injury away from upending the Golden State Warriors a couple years ago and reaching the NBA Finals. They couldn't close the door. Harden couldn't make a shot. And they fell short. They see a window here, and now they have not one but two league MVPs. And they can do something special. We'll see. As for Chris Paul, well, there's no telling where he's going to go now. He's got that massive contract. Someone's going to have to pay it. Maybe Oklahoma City does that. He can play with Steven Adams and the group that they have left, fight to be a playoff team, or maybe go to the East, play for Miami, get paired up with Jimmy Butler, fight to be a playoff team in the Eastern Conference, get eliminated in the first round, second round. But enjoy South Beach and get paid a bunch of money to do so. You know, ideally, He probably would like to be paired up with his good buddy, his fellow banana boater, with the Lakers. But the Lakers don't have the space to take on Chris Paul's massive contract. And no one's just going to eat it, right? No one's going to take on, even if they trade with another team and get another team involved to get picks and other players and moving those pieces, no one's going to eat up all that contract. So the likelihood of Paul being reunited, us getting that banana boat reunion in L.A. with LeBron and Chris Paul and Carmelo Anthony, it's probably not going to happen. Maybe Chris Paul can go to the Heat. Maybe he can bring Carmelo along with him. Convince the Heat to sign his good buddy Carmelo Anthony, who didn't work out in both Oklahoma City and Houston. But switching gears a little bit, we'll keep it with the NBA, but I want to go to the Summer League. We talked on yesterday's show about how well Naz Reid has been playing. All three former LSU guys have been performing well in the Summer League out in Vegas. Cavill Bigby Williams has played well for the New Orleans Pelicans. His first two games with the Pels in the Summer League, he notched back-to-back double-doubles. And he's still contributing the last few games, even though his minutes have been reduced. We talked about Naz Reid yesterday. He's been playing at an extremely high level. He's been starting every game for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Remember, he went undrafted, signed the two-way contract. He recorded himself a double-double in his last game, 15 points, 10 rebounds, and 4 assists. But I want to spend a little time talking about Tremont Waters. He is the lone guy with ties to the state of Louisiana colleges that was drafted. He was drafted in the second round by the Boston Celtics. Naz Reid went undrafted, signed with the Minnesota Timberwolves. Cavill Bigby Williams went undrafted, and he's trying to work on getting a deal with the New Orleans Pelicans. Jakinen Gant, the Raging Cajun star, he went undrafted but signed a two-way deal with the Indiana Pacers. And last but not least, of course, Corey Davis Jr., former Lafayette High star who played at the University of Houston. He went undrafted. He's trying to make it on with the Washington Wizards. But Tremont Waters is having himself a very good summer league so far. He had his fourth game last night. He helped the Boston Celtics defeat the Memphis Grizzlies 113-87. He received the start. He has started all four games for the Summer League team. Last night, 24 minutes, 8 points on 4 of 8 shooting, 9 assists, 2 rebounds. It's a decent stat line. And you look at what he's been able to do for Boston's Summer League team. He's recorded, he's started all four games, he's played at least 20 minutes in all four games. He has scored double-digit points twice. And he's got multiple assists, rebounds, steals, in all the games. Now, he's also had some games where he's had some major turnovers. Back-to-back games with 4 turnovers each. And that's something that's kind of a bugaboo for Tremont Waters. Very skilled player. A little undersized. Okay, the NBA is filled with big, massive guards now. He's a little undersized, but he's a tenacious defender, and he can create his own shot and help create shots for others. But he's got to not let the bigger players muscle him out. And the other thing, of course, is he's got to cut down on the turnovers. Like I said, last night, 24 minutes, he scores 8 points, 4 of 8 shooting, 9 assists, 2 rebounds. That's actually his best shooting night so far. He's coming off a game in Game 3 where he's 4 of 11. His first game, he was 3 of 13. But he's showing Boston exactly why he probably deserves to be have a spot on the roster. They drafted him in the second round for a reason. But we could very well see all three LSU guys, even though two of them went undrafted, playing the NBA this year. I think the more likelihood is that you're going to see someone like Cavell Bigby-Williams playing the G League. He might get called up due to injuries. He might find a spot for him on the roster there in New Orleans. I think Naz Reid's a home run hitter. I think you're going to see him play in the G League and in the NBA. He'll play in both this year. And I think Tremont Waters, after going through a good camp, he'll probably be on the big roster from jump. But Tremont Waters continues to perform well, and all the guys do. All of them do. Tremont has played very well, four starts. Naz Reid has played well, four starts in four games. Cavell Bigby-Williams had those back-to-back double-doubles to start off his summer league with the New Orleans Pelicans. He hasn't been starting the last few games. His minutes have been reduced. So we'll see how much they use him moving forward. Jakinen Gant did not play last night. The Pacers did play. They lost to the Toronto Raptors 94-79, but he did not play. Coach's decision. And Corey Davis Jr., the former Lafayette High Mighty Lion. The Wizards also played last night. They defeated the Atlanta Hawks 76-71. He did not play either. That's the second game of the four that Davis has not played in the summer league. Corey's probably going to have to hustle his way through the G League. He'll hustle his way up through the G League, make a name for himself. It may take him a couple years to get on an NBA roster. But the Wizards are a little bit in a rebuilding mode. You're not really for sure what's going on there. They did re-sign Bradley Beal instead of trading him. They got John Wall under contract. So we'll see. Injuries could help elevate Corey Davis to the roster, but I see him probably playing in the G League this year for the former Mighty Lion star. The same probably goes for Jakinen Gant as well, the former Raging Cajun All Sunbelt player. He didn't play last night. His minutes have been very low. In the opener, he had 11 minutes, and since then, he's only played 3 minutes and 5 minutes. They're probably going to slowly bring him along, but they didn't sign him to the two-way contract not to develop him. So he's going to get some reps here during the summer league, and then he's going to refine his game during the G League season. The guys from the boot are doing their thing out in Las Vegas during the NBA summer league. We got to hit a break. We'll wrap up hour number one here on RP3 and Company. After this break, right here on 103.7 The Game, Acadiana Sports Station. Welcome back to RP3 and Company right here on Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game. We're broadcasting live from the 237 Roof Studios, presented by Lafayette Roofing. We're also simulcast on Stadium Network 32.1. You can also find us on LUS Fiber 133 and 1133 in high definition. Coming up at 7:32, we'll have our boy Barry Hurstis from Big Easy Magazine joining us, talking all things Hoodats. But I want to talk a little bit about the severe weather that's going to be hitting our area this weekend. If you haven't seen it, Evangeline Downs Racing has canceled the Thoroughbred program this Saturday, July 13th. They will still be offering simulcasting. Will be available on Saturday in the simulcast center. But the live Thoroughbred racing has been canceled for Saturday there at Evangeline Downs due to the oncoming tropical storm Barry, which could very likely become a hurricane by the time it hits landfall. Also, the state police are reporting that due to the uncertain path associated with tropical storm Barry and the need for preparation for an extreme rainfall event, All state offices in 32 parishes will be closed today, July the 12th. Okay? So no racing for Evangeline Downs on Saturday. That's been canceled due to the rainfall expected from Tropical Storm Barry. The Louisiana State Police are also saying that all state offices in all 32 parishes will be closed today as well. Anticipation of the storm that's going to be hitting over the weekend, and due to the uncertainty of it, the state was go ahead and was proactive. Also, state of emergency has been declared for Lafayette Parish. State of emergency has been declared by the state for the state of Louisiana by Governor John Bel Edwards. Okay? So this is going to be a serious event. If you need to know where your sandbag locations are going to be at, the nearest ones to you, people went the other day on Wednesday and Thursday. They went out and got their sandbags. Some locations ran out of sand. Those, we've been told, are being refilled as we speak. So go to 1037thegame.com. Look on our website. You'll see the story about sandbag locations throughout Acadiana, not only in Lafayette, but also Karen Crow, St. Landry Parish, and everywhere else. Also, a reminder, voluntary evacuations have been recommended for lower parts of Vermilion Parish. If you live in an area that tends to flood, it's recommended that you evacuate in anticipation of the storm. Also, South Acadia Parish, same thing, in low-lying areas. Offshore evacuations have already begun. Once again, this is all about Tropical Storm Barry, which forecasts still have becoming a Category 1 hurricane by landfall tomorrow. Landfall is supposed to occur sometime between 1 a.m. and 5 a.m. the morning on Saturday. So you need to make sure to be safe out there this weekend. Go get your sandbags. Go to 1037thegame.com. You'll see it there. You'll see what we have. We have a story telling you everything, where everything's at. Also, to give you an update, our good friend Jacques Doucette from WAFB in Baton Rouge, longtime sports anchor. He has his celebrity, sort of celebrity softball game, which is for a great charity. That had to be rescheduled. They were going to have to cancel it for this weekend and are going to try to reschedule it. They found another date. They're rescheduling it for next Friday. So that great charity event that helps raise money for Louisiana military charities, the Red Rock and Blue, his celebrity, sort of celebrity softball game has been rescheduled for Friday, July 19th. At LSU Tiger Park. Jacques tweeted out, all previous ticket sales will be honored as originally planned. Gates will open at 5 p.m. with pictures plus autographs at 5:30 p.m. The game will follow at approximately 7 p.m. So that'll be next Friday, July 19th. So once again, Jacques' celebrity softball game, the Red Rock and Blue event that benefits military families, has been rescheduled for Friday, July 19th. Evangeline Downs has canceled its thoroughbred racing for this Saturday. It will still offer simulcast in the simulcast center there, but no live thoroughbred racing will take place this Saturday there at Evangeline Downs. All state offices in 32 parishes are going to be closed today due to the unpredictability of Tropical Storm Barry. And just a reminder, you can go to 1037thegame.com, look on our homepage, and you can find your locations for where you can get your sandbags. Be proactive, guys. Go ahead and get those sandbags today. Remember, take a shovel. Not all locations have shovels there for you to shovel up your sand into your sandbags. So bring your shovel from home just in case. Go get your sandbags and make sure to be protected and be safe this coming weekend. That's going to do it for hour number one. here on RP3 and Company. When we come back, we'll start off hour number two with my rant of the week, right here on Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game.
Live and local, we are Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game, KLWB, Karen Crow, Lafayette. It's time for RP3 and Company, where Raymond Parch III and Cody Schutz talk sports with the biggest names in the state of Louisiana. Raging Cajun legend Brian Mitchell.
My dream was always to play in the NFL, so having an opportunity was the main thing I needed.
LSU College World Series hero Warren Morris.
I don't get tired of talking about it. You know, if people remember me for that home run and winning that championship, I think that's great.
Time to find out what's behind that door as RP3 and Company starts now.
Good morning. Welcome to hour number two of RP3 and Company right here on Acadiana Sports Station 103.7 The Game. We're broadcasting live from the 237 Roof Studios presented by Lafayette Roofing. We're also simulcast on Stadium Network 32.1. You can also find us on LUS Fiber 133 and 1133 in high definition. If you like, you can give us a call on the ARCO Equipment Hotline, as always, 337-706-0111. That's 337-706-0111. We'll let off today's show talking about the blockbuster trade between the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Houston Rockets that sends Russell Westbrook, league MVP, to Houston to be paired up with his former teammate and fellow league MVP, James Harden, while Chris Paul ends up in Oklahoma City for now. He'll likely be dumped somewhere else before it's all said and done. Real quick, you heard it there, the keyword, the first keyword for day for our Swinging for Cash contest right here on 103.7 The Game, KDS Sports Station. A little bit of a hiccup there. Cody, can you tell us what the keyword is, sir?
It's time to win again with 103.7 The Game's Swinging for Cash contest. Here's another keyword. Fastball. F-A-S-T-B-A-L-L. Fastball. Enter the keyword right now at 1037thegame.com for a chance to win $1,000. Good luck and keep listening for the next keyword on Acadiana Sports Station.
There we go. That is the correct keyword. So make sure to go to 1037thegame, enter that keyword as part of our Swinging for Cash contest. Look, you want a chance to win a cool $1,000 a day, every weekday in July? Well, it could be you. Just take part in our Swinging for Cash contest on 103.7 The Game, Acadiana Sports Station. Listen for the keywords. Enter them online at 1037thegame.com for your chance to win cash. That's all you got to do. Got a tremendous show so far. Reminder, you can go to 1037thegame.com, find out where your nearest sandbag locations are. Reminder, take a shovel with you. Not all locations have shovels provided. Get your sandbags, figure out where you need to be, because we have Tropical Storm Barry that's going to be hitting the area. It's going to be making landfall in St. Mary Parish sometime early Saturday morning. We expect a severe amount of bad weather, including heavy rains blanketing the area on Saturday. So it's better to be safe. It's better to be prepared now. So go to 1037thegame.com. and look on the story about where your nearest sandbag locations are throughout Acadiana. Barry Herstis will be joining us at 7:32 from the Saints News Network and Big Easy Magazine. He'll talk to us about all things Who Dats. So make sure to stay tuned for that. But right now, it's the second hour on Friday, which means it's time for my rant of the week.
Let me tell you something. You know what really grinds my gears?
Uh-oh. RP3 is ready to sound off.
Serenity now! Serenity now! Serenity now! Serenity now! Serenity now! Serenity now!
This is more than a complaint, but less than a tirade. This is Ray's Rant of the Week.
Tampering. Heard a lot about that, haven't we? This tampering. Tampering between NBA players, their agents, and front office personnel. So much tampering going on. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver has called the trend of this tampering, of these trade demands, disheartening. Hints at changes in the free agency timeline. Things need to change. Really? Really? In what universe does anyone live in or work in where people don't talk to one another about teaming up? I don't care what sector you work in. You don't have to be an NBA player. You think these guys in 2019 aren't communicating with one another about, hey, man, you know, wouldn't it be cool if one day we could get together? Maybe we can make that happen. Hey, maybe we should go play for the Lakers. Or maybe we should go play for the Thunder. Or maybe we should go play for the Bobcats. Oh, hold on. No, no one says that. But you get my point. Most of these guys are friends. They're colleagues. They talk. It's what they do. If you're working at a fast food restaurant and you're friends with one of the people that you work with, you may decide to go work for another fast food restaurant. Guess what? You're going to have a conversation about that. You're going to plan to do it. This is human nature, whether you work in the oil field, fast food industry, or in the association. And for Adam Silver to act surprised and that this is disheartening is ridiculous. You have created an industry that pays athletes hundreds of millions of dollars to play a game. That alone gives them all the power. I don't care about the Supermax deal. I don't care about the Larry Bird rights. Because as we've seen, the players don't give a damn about that. The NBA thought they had it locked up. They thought they had this understood, that they had figured out. Well, you know, if you stay with your team, they can offer you more money, more years, and more money, and it's exponentially larger than anywhere else you can go. That'll prevent people from bouncing from team to team because they'll be afraid to leave all that money out on the table. And what have we seen in the last 3 to 4 to 5 years in the NBA? These cats are leaving tens of millions of dollars out on the table, and they don't care. They just don't care. They don't care. They'd rather go play with their friends or go play back at home near their family or go play with someone else. Or they may just get bored and say, I don't want to play here anymore. This is the state of NBA. This is what free agency is, and this is what this is the NBA helped create this. By league rules, players and teams are not allowed to negotiate until 6 p.m. on June 30th. That's the rules for free agency, right? And yet, just this year, I know, you're about to be stunned. Several deals were already in place. Already leaked to the media 2 days, 3 days beforehand. Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving were already locked up to go to the Brooklyn Nets. That was a done deal. Soon as free agency hit. Jimmy Butler getting out of Philadelphia. That was already in the works before free agency hit. These deals are already done. And the old mindset that Adam Silver and the rest of the NBA has, that you keep these guys, and if a team signs a guy to a free agent deal, that they're not going to request a trade. No, they're going to request a trade. If they don't want to feel like playing there anymore, they'll request a trade. You may not agree with it. You may think someone should honor their contract, but that's not the world we live in. Fortune 500 companies left and right don't honor their contracts. They fire people left and right. They lay off people left and right. So what, you expect the million-dollar athlete to be loyal to the team that's paying him millions of dollars when he can go anywhere? Or that team can simply cut him or trade him to the, you know, Orlando Magic? Ain't no one want to play for the Orlando Magic. The players have taken control in the NBA. They run the show. NBA says, we'll have these supermax deals, so that way the teams can keep them. Nope. We'll leave money on the table to go sign somewhere else. And we'll have our deals in place through our agents, through front office personnel already done. There's reports that Kevin Durant didn't even meet with the general manager of the Brooklyn Nets before announcing that he was going to the Brooklyn Nets. The GMs are almost irrelevant. We were highly critical of how the Lakers conducted themselves trying to get Anthony Davis, and we were critical of Anthony Davis for requesting the trade. Anthony Davis got his way, didn't he? He's playing for the Los Angeles Lakers. This is what it is now. These guys are going to take smaller deals for less money, maybe more money per year. But overall, they're not going to take these massive deals. Kawhi's deal, we just heard it yesterday. Kawhi Leonard's deal is a two-year deal with a third-year option. So in 2 years, he can be like, I'm gone. And the old metrics, the old guidelines that used to be used to keep guys in a place, those supermax offers where you get the extra additional years and the extra money, that doesn't work. Guys are stepping away from that, leaving those supermax deals on the table. Playing for championship contenders, that's irrelevant. Kawhi Leonard just won the NBA championship and was crowned NBA Finals MVP, and he walked from Toronto to go play for the Clippers because he's from LA. LeBron James left the Cleveland Cavaliers, where he'd been to multiple consecutive NBA finals, to come to LA because he wanted to pursue other interests besides basketball, and he missed the playoffs for the only the second time in his Hall of Fame career. Kevin Durant left the Golden State Warriors, who just played for four straight NBA finals. A team where he finally got to win an NBA championship, two of them, winning NBA Finals MVP twice. He turned down their max offer to go play for the Brooklyn Nets for less money. Jimmy Butler leaves, signs off on a trade for him to leave Philadelphia, where they reached the second round of the Eastern Conference playoffs. Had a nice nucleus together, and he's playing for Miami. The Heat haven't been relevant since the Big Three broke up. These guys do what they want to do, and you can't try to calculate what's in their best interest because it's not big, massive contracts with all that money like it is in baseball. They're walking away from those. They don't care about the length of the contract. They want shorter contracts, and they don't care about the championships. These guys want to play with their friends or go play in front of their family. Some guys are still ring chasing. I'm looking at you, DeMarcus Cousins. And that's okay. But Adam Silver in the NBA sitting here saying there's tampering. Of course there's tampering. And it's just not the players' fault that there's tampering going on, because obviously the general managers and the owners of the ball clubs in the association are agreeing to the tampering as well. So why not change? Why not be proactive and just change the free agency thing and get it done with? Instead of having free agency happen after the draft, open it up as soon as the season's over, boom, go out there, do your interviews, meet with people, do whatever you want to do, get free agency done, and then have the draft. That would resolve a lot of the issues, that would resolve a lot of the tampering, and there would be a lot more transparency. So instead of complaining about it, I got nothing against my fellow bald man, but instead of complaining about it, be proactive, do something about it. You helped create this monster, live with it. That does it for my rant of the week. When we come back here on RP3 and Company, it'll be time for some RPOs with RP3 right here on Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game.
Blue poncho.
Shotgun formation. Cody snaps the questions.
Dre.
and RP3 makes the reads. This is RPOs with RP3.
Blue Poncho!
RP3 and Company is back, coming at you live from the 237 Roof Studios, presented by Lafayette Roofing. And of course, we're always on TV as well. Check us out, channel 32.1, or we're on channel 1133 in HD, 133 standard definition, if you're watching on LUS Fiber. That's the stadium network that is 24 hours over the air, free sports coverage for you. So if you're not into the mothership, or if you don't want to pay for cable, you can still get 24 hours of sports coverage on that stadium network. Good deal right there.
And you get to see me.
Yes.
In high definition.
For 3 hours a day, 5 days a week.
You're
welcome. Can't do better than that.
You're welcome, Acadiana.
Let's jump right in to RPO's Raid. This is the part of the show where I pose a couple of topics / questions to you, and then you have the option to either run with that, pass on it, or then take that option to wait a little while and see what happens. So we're going to start by talking something that came out just yesterday. CBS Sports, they released their list of the Best of College Sports Award. It came out what the Best of College Sports Award is. It takes football, which it weighs more than other sports, and then men's and women's hoops, which they all kind of, you know, scale out to weigh, not equally, but they scale out. And then they take two wild cards from each school. So they take football, men's and women's hoops, and then the other two sports that you did the best in.
Okay.
As a university. There's a point system. They mash it all together. This is what they came up with. Michigan, number one. Kentucky, number two. Oklahoma, number three. And my LSU Tigers, number four.
Okay.
So that's your list there. Michigan, Kentucky, Oklahoma, LSU. I've told you what they do with the points breakdown. Football, men's and women's hoops, two wild cards. RPO on that top four sounding right to you?
It doesn't.
It doesn't to me either. So pass on that.
Pass. Michigan sounds right because they reached the College World Series final.
Football team is very good.
And the football team's good. They still haven't got over the hump.
Well, I mean, as far as the way these point systems work.
Yeah, someone of relevance. Mm-hmm. Jim Harbaugh has yet to do that. But they're around like a 9-10 win team.
And wasn't their basketball team good this year, too?
Yeah.
The men's team?
The men's team. So, yeah, Michigan sounds like they should be in the mix. Oklahoma, football, probably a walk-off for them is softball.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So I can see them in the mix. LSU makes sense. 10-win team. Gets a Fiesta Bowl.
Sweet 16.
Sweet 16 for the men's hoops. We don't want to talk about the women's basketball
team. Super regional in baseball.
Super regional in softball.
As well.
So, track it. Yeah, so.
Some SEC championships.
So, yeah, LSU. Kentucky, though?
That football team had a good season. I guess the men's and women's basketball is really carrying.
Basketball team got to the Elite Eight, but nothing in the spring. How did their wild cards do?
Yeah, they must have had some like a diving team maybe or something win.
I'm surprised by that. Surprised by that.
I just thought it was an interesting deal there.
The two that makes the most sense, though, would be Michigan and LSU on that list.
Right. Still going to shout out, though, there in the top four, two SEC schools. That's all I'm going to say. Raymond.
It just means more.
It means way more.
That's what I've been told.
Here's one that it might be a bit of a softball, but maybe not. We'll see. Kawhi Leonard, he is in L.A. now. We all know that. But he is playing for the Clippers, not for the Lakers. The hype is very real around the City of Angels, and I have a simple RPO for you. RPO on the chance that somehow, in the near future, within Kawhi's career time in the NBA, that Los Angeles will become a Clipper town.
Pass. It's never going to become a Clipper town.
It just can't, huh?
Well,
Would it take three? Would it take a Jordan-type run, like back-to-back-to-back?
It would have to take a Jordan type of run, mm-hmm, of back to back to back, and the Lakers continue being a dumpster fire. Like, both of those things would have to go on at the same time.
Right.
Okay. There's problems. They share an arena, so the Clippers are still the little brother, despite all the inroads that their owner has made, the billionaire, and making them respectable. They haven't got over the hump in the postseason. They're still viewed as the little brother. Now, Kawhi getting there, a two-time NBA Finals MVP, bringing Paul George, the buzz is there. But they would have to produce. Like, one title's not going to do it because it's still the Lakers. The Lakers are a national brand. It's like saying if the Mets won the World Series in the next couple years that New York, the greater New York metropolitan area, would be Mets country. No. The Lakers are like the Yankees. And, it's the Lakers, it's the Celtics, it's the Yankees, it's the Red Sox, it's the Dodgers. No, No. They would have to produce quite an impressive run for that to happen. So I'm going to say pass on that, Cody Schutz.
Yeah, I could see three championships in a row could change something, but do I think that's going to happen? Not necessarily. Now, here's one that I'm pretty sure I know the answer. As a matter of fact, I can almost guarantee myself I know the answer to this from you. But nonetheless, we need to put it out there and let it be known. I don't know if you've heard this or not yet, Ray, but Saints rookie defensive end, Carl Granderson, he learned yesterday that he will be serving a 6-month jail sentence for sexual assault and sexual battery charges. It was looking like he was going to have to spend a full year in jail, but now it had that reduced to 6 months and then like a year's probation.
He was also thinking that the prosecutors also agreed to some type of deal where he wasn't going to have to serve
jail time at all. Yeah.
And the judge said, no, no.
The judge shut the agreement down.
Well, no, no.
It's his courtroom or her courtroom, you know, whatever the case is. So, Granderson here, he plays defensive end. He went undrafted. I believe he went to Wyoming.
Went undrafted because of the charge.
Right. But he has been practicing with the Saints. He's been at the camps. He's been doing this and that. Was looking at playing time because of some injuries to other guys in that D-line. But now this story falls. RPO, this kid has no shot of playing for the Saints.
Oh, I run all day with that.
Yeah. I don't want to. There's a team in the. I almost asked you if he has a shot of making it in the NFL. Somebody will pick him up.
It would be next year.
But not the Saints.
It would have. Because he's going to serve, what, 9 months? You said?
Six.
Six. So he's going to serve 6 months. He's going to miss the season. I don't care how much he works out in the courtyard there at the correctional facility.
Right.
He's not going to be in football shape. Someone will take a flyer on him next year, but it may not be in the NFL.
Future Hall of Famer. He'll play for the Patriots. Watch.
Or the XFL.
That would be better. Although the XFL is not taking criminals. They said that. They're not taking criminals.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. With a grain of salt.
With a grain of salt. When we come back, we'll talk about that story there about the Saints and much more with our friend Barry Herstis. He'll join us right here on RP3 and Company on Acadiana Sports Station 103.7 The Game. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Acadiana Sports Station 103.7 The Game. We are broadcasting live from the 237 Roof Studios presented by Lafayette Roofing. We're also simulcast on Stadium Network 32.1, free 24-hour sports coverage. You can also find us on LUS Fiber 133 and 1133 in high definition. Just a reminder to be safe and proactive this weekend. Tropical Storm Barry is still in the Gulf, projected to make landfall sometime early Saturday morning between 1 and 5 a.m. is the latest forecast. It's going to touch down somewhere in St. Mary Parish. Our friends down there in Iberia, St. Mary and Vermilion, you're going to be under a warning for storm surges, so please be careful down there, okay? Going to be some high winds that are going to be coming through. The storm is slowed down a little bit there in the Gulf, but it's churning in all that warm water, which is going to help strengthen the storm, okay? High winds, inches of rainfall are going to be dumped across the state of Louisiana, including here in Acadiana. Voluntary evacuations have been ordered for Lower Vermilion Parish and all areas that flood. Also, Southern Acadia Parish and areas that flood. It's recommended if you've lived in an area that flooded in 2016, for example, or any other type of big storms, probably best to be proactive. Go ahead and voluntarily evacuate. They're already doing evacuations offshore as well. If you need to know where to get sandbags to protect your home, go to 1037thegame.com. Look on our website, on our homepage. We have a story up there about sandbag locations throughout Acadiana. That's Lafayette. That's Cairn Crow. That's Acadia. That's St. Landry Parishes. It's everywhere. Go to that. Be able to get what you need, your information. Reminder, if you do go to one of those sandbag locations throughout Acadiana, make sure to bring your own shovel. Sometimes the shovels are not there. They don't have enough. So if you have your own shovel, bring it with you. Once again, that's all about Tropical Storm Barry, which is still predicted in some models to strengthen to become a hurricane when it hits landfall early tomorrow morning. So please be careful. Right now, it's time for us to head out to the ARTCO Equipment Hotline and welcome on our next guest. He is New Orleans Saints beat reporter for Big Easy Magazine, as well as the Saints News Network. It's our good friend. He joins us every Friday, Barry Hirsis. Barry, how you doing this morning, brother?
I'm doing fine, RP3. And how about you, my friend?
Doing well, trying to stay safe, trying to stay dry. Hopefully you'll be doing the same down there in your neck of the woods, my friend. I want to start things off about the news that came out yesterday. We have talked about him on the show before, and that's the young man, Carl Granderson, the rookie defensive end who went undrafted that the Saints signed and gave a guaranteed contract of about $80,000 to. He was sentenced to 6 months in jail yesterday, Barry. I'll just ask you, does that end his career with the Saints, and does that end his career in the NFL?
I certainly think it ends his career with the Saints. I wouldn't exactly say that he's out of the NFL altogether, just because you and I both know that pass rushers, the pass rushing position is considered a premium position in the league right now. And this kid's got undeniable talent. You know, as you and I have discussed, I've watched him in OTAs, saw him at minicamp. He's very impressive. I mean, he's an impressive athlete. He can rush the passer. He's got skill. He's got talent. But I believe what happened was that he and his legal representation or his lawyer or whatever, they mistakenly believed that they had some sort of a plea agreement worked out in advance. And I think the Saints management bought into that, to that theme or to that likelihood, or whatever you want to call it. And that's the reason why they were behind this kid, because as you and I discussed ad nauseum on previous episodes of your show, I just felt that the Saints had some sort of inside information or had some sort of belief that he was either going to be fully exonerated or that there was some sort of a plea deal, which was his intent, apparently. And obviously the judge had other thoughts and basically remanded him to custody right there on the spot. And to my understanding, he's currently in jail now as we speak. So I would be stunned if the Saints keep him, just because it doesn't fall into line with their noted standard of excellence as far as keeping the locker room free of any distractions. Obviously, having a guy with a criminal record of a sex offense doesn't bode well, or it's not a good look, obviously. There's just no way I can see the Saints keeping this guy around, as much as I think they really like him and really were impressed by the young man. I just don't see a future for him here in New Orleans. But once again, would not rule him out as far as a professional career, because, you know, we just see a team like the Oakland Raiders or the Dallas Cowboys or Kansas City or whoever, you know, teams that can be quite forgiving, or the Redskins would be another one that comes to mind, that are quite forgiving when it comes to legal matters. And again, pass rushers are a premium position in the NFL. Would not shock me at all if this young man winds up playing somewhere else later down the line.
We're talking with Barry Hirsis, covers the New Orleans Saints for Big Easy Magazine, as well as the Saints News Network. Barry, I want to talk about something on a little bit of a lighter note. You know, they had the ESPYs earlier this week. Drew Brees had a nice moment. Another nice moment was Zion. He took some pictures beforehand with his sons with Zion, and then he made sure to mention him once again when he accepted the award for best record-breaking performance. In your opinion, why are the Saints and Drew Brees and the other players like Cam Jordan and others fully embracing the Pelicans and making sure that they're always at the forefront anytime they have an opportunity to be in front of a microphone or camera? Why?
I'll give you one word. It's called solidarity. And what I mean by that, and I'm sure you've seen the article that I wrote for Big Easy Magazine, I believe it was earlier in the week, I should have one coming out, I believe, today or tomorrow. We obviously, since we covered New Orleans, we've had to preempt a lot of our normal coverage, sort of exclusive coverage of the weather and the impacts of the storm, obviously. So I'm not really sure when my next article will be out, but I do have one in the can coming for later. But the most recent one, as you saw, I covered it, and it's something that you and I have discussed previously, where, you know, ironically, because of the Anthony Davis situation with the Pelicans and the Lakers, and then the events of 6 months ago, it took place at the Rams and the Saints in the NFC Championship game, there's been this rivalry that, and I go into great detail in the article, and you and I have actually discussed this topic on air. There's this growing rivalry between sports fans in New Orleans or that just support Louisiana's team, you know, professional teams, which is obviously Saints and Pelicans, and the people out in Southern California who are, you obviously huge Los Angeles Lakers fans. I don't even have to tell you what, you know, about the Lakers. Now, the Rams are kind of funny because, you know, they just moved back to Los Angeles a few years ago. Rams fans are kind of wish they're not allegedly the most loyal of NFL fans, but yet they suddenly are talking quite a bit of smack, given that, you know, they have quickly risen back to their old perch in the NFC in the conference, where they, you know, quite frankly, you know, throughout the 1970s and early 1980s, the Los Angeles Rams were the team to beat in the NFC for a long, long time. So, you know, that might be a little cockiness on the part of maybe some of the older fans, people you're my age out there. But that said, there's just been I'm trying to think. I don't want to get people out in California mad at me, so I don't want to start no Twitter beef or no internet beef. But long story short, there's a rivalry now on the internet, especially on Twitter, on Facebook. You see it everywhere, between sports fans in L.A. and sports fans in Louisiana, particularly in the New Orleans area. And there's that narrative out there that New Orleans is a small market. You know, L.A., hey, man, it's Hollywood. It's big, you know, it's big time. You know, that's where allegedly where the quote-unquote, where the big boys play. You know, they're the major leagues. New Orleans, who cares about New Orleans? They're Louisiana, you know. Bunch of Cajuns down there, a bunch of hillbillies. You know, that narrative is out there. Now you and I know it's false, and all your listeners know it's false, and we all know how we feel as native Louisianans or diehard Saints fans or just supporters of the state of Louisiana and all, you know, our passion for our sports here in Louisiana. For that to be insulted or to come under attack, as it has been very notably, you know, a lot of it is done good naturedly. A lot of it is done in jest, and I get that. But there's also a segment of folks out there who take this stuff really serious, who really push the envelope, so to speak. And that's the people that I'm calling out, because I think it's quite disingenuous. And to even make the implication that Gail Benson was way in over her head, that the management of both franchises were mismanaged. I mean, there's just so many falsehoods and so many false narratives that are being espoused or pushed out there. And these are, and I'm not just talking about people in, you know, based in Southern California. I'm not just talking about, these are national people. These are writers and observers, analysts that cover the NFL nationally. A lot of this is from former players, former NFL players, who feel that the Saints, you know, maybe whined or complained too much about the ending of the Rams game. They're also former NBA players some who think that the Pelicans franchise was mismanaged by Dell Demps. That's debatable. I they probably have a sound argument. But what David Griffin has done since taking over the Pelicans, my God, have you seen that summer league team? Have you seen the Pelicans summer league team? Those kids are fantastic. And look, I cover the Saints, and basketball is a whole nother topic for another day. But look, the Saints are a Super Bowl contender, a legit Super Bowl contender. You and I both know that. One play away from the Super Bowl. They're going to come into this season majorly focused on picking up where they left off. They are easily if not the best team in the NFC, one of the best teams in the NFC, will definitely compete for the Super Bowl. But the reason why all these guys like Cam Jordan and Drew Brees and all are jumping on the Pelicans bandwagon, it's solidarity. Because it's almost become this thing where New Orleans and Louisiana and all this is coming under attack. Even this tropical storm coming is giving people a reason to make fun of the infrastructure. And, Louisiana, New Orleans, the whole thing is just getting a bad rap nationally. And I personally, being from here and having grown up here, and you and all your listeners, same as me, you should be tired of it by now. It's time to push back. And people like Drew Brees and Cam Jordan, who have been here now for, what, a decade of their lives, or in Drew Brees' case, he's raised his kids here. I mean, all his kids are going to school here. They're all going to wind up being New Orleans natives, like the Manning family did when they came here in the 70s. And they know the passion. They understand Louisiana and the sports fans here and the residents here like nobody else, because they live here among us and they've raised families here with us, and they just know. They know the passion, they understand it, and they don't appreciate seeing us get attacked or the false narratives that are espoused nationally about this great state and these great fans and these great citizens down here. And they're sick and tired of it, and they're pushing back on it. And so one word, solidarity. And if you're a Saints fan, Pelicans fan, Louisiana native, whatever your connection is to this state, you should be proud of it. And God bless them for doing it and being brave enough or bold enough to take a stand and stand up for it.
Barry, God bless you, brother. Be safe down there. Appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you next week, my friend.
You got it, buddy. Everybody stay safe. Hunker down.
Barry Hurstis. It ain't even training camp. My man is fired up about L.A. Don't you be talking bad about New Orleans. Barry going to come and get you. We got to hit a break. We'll wrap up hour number two of RP3 and Company right here on Acadiana Sports Station 103.7 The Game. Hey guys, Gulf Brew is back. Text BREW, B-R-E-W, to 68683 for your chance to win a pair of tickets valued at $100 to this year's Gulf Brew at Blackham Coliseum on Saturday, July the 20th from 6 to 9. Just text BREW to 68683 for your chance to win a pair of tickets valued at $100 to go check out Gulf Brew at Blackham Coliseum on Saturday, July 20th. That easy. Reminder, as we wrap up hour number two here of RP3 and Company, the National Hurricane Center has upgraded the low-pressure system in the Gulf of Mexico to a tropical storm named Barry, and at this point is expected to develop into a hurricane by the time the storm makes landfall early Saturday morning. The latest information from the Hurricane Center at 7 a.m. positions the storm approximately 120 miles southeast of Morgan City over the northern part of the Gulf of Mexico. Barry began moving slowly west-northwestward towards the coast of southeastern Louisiana. Conditions remain favorable for further strengthening. The projected path has shifted slightly to the east overnight. Landfall is expected Saturday morning between 1 and 5 a.m., potentially in St. Mary Parish. The National Hurricane Center is predicting 4 to 10 inches of rain possible for the Lafayette area, with some areas receiving up to 15 inches. Voluntary evacuation has been issued for Vermilion Parish for those in low-lying areas prone to flooding, and Acadia Parish for residents south of Highway 92. Offshore evacuations have begun. Go to 1037thegame.com to check out where you can get your sandbags as well. That's going to do it for hour number two. Up next, Patrick McClellan joins us right here on 1037 The Game, Acadiana Sports Station.
Live and local, we are Acadiana Sports Station, 1037 The Game, KLWB, Karen Crow, Lafayette. It's time for RP3 and Company, where Raymond Parch III and Cody Schutz talk sports with the biggest names in the state of Louisiana. LSU All-American Skylar Green.
You know, as a young athlete growing up, you always want to do the game-winning something, the game-winning shot, game-winning catch. And I thought the biggest part for me right there, that Georgia catch, that solidifying everybody seeing that LSU for real.
Raging Cajun hoop star Elfrid Payton.
It's exciting to be able to represent, you know, your city, you know, somewhere where you grew up at and put that jersey on. See that says New Orleans on the front of it. I think it means a lot.
Time to find out what's behind that door as RP3 and Company starts now.
Welcome to hour number three of RP3 and Company here on Acadiana Sports Station 103.7 The Game. We're broadcasting live from the 237 Roof Studios presented by Lafayette Roofing. Also, simulcast on Stadium Network 32.1. That's free over-the-air 24-hour sports coverage. You can also find us on LUS Fiber 133 and 1133 in high definition. Once again, you can go to 1037thegame.com. to find out the latest updates about Tropical Storm Barry. We have multiple stories posted on our website, including a story about sandbag locations throughout Acadiana, just not Lafayette and Karen Crow, but also St. Landry Parish and elsewhere. So make sure to go check that out to figure out where you need to go get your sandbags. Recommend to get them today. Also bring a shovel because not all locations have shovels available. So bring your own shovel. Make sure to get your sandbags to help protect your home. Once again, the National Hurricane Center has upgraded the low-pressure system in the Gulf to a tropical storm named Barry, and at this point it's expected to develop into a hurricane by the time the storm makes landfall Saturday morning. At 7 a.m., the National Hurricane Center said that the storm is approximately 120 miles southeast of Morgan City. There in the Gulf of Mexico, it's moving slowly west-northwestward towards the coast of southeastern Louisiana. Landfall is expected Saturday morning between 1 a.m. and 5 a.m., potentially in St. Mary Parish. Iberia Parish, St. Mary Parish, and parts of Vermilion are talked about possibly having a storm surge to deal with. So please be careful down there. And the National Hurricane Center is predicting 4 to 10 inches of rain possible for the Lafayette area, and some areas receiving up to 15 inches. Voluntary evacuation has been issued for Vermilion Parish for those in low-lying areas prone to flooding, and Acadia Parish for residents south of Highway 92. Offshore evacuations have begun. So please be safe and careful out there this weekend as Tropical Storm Barry will be coming through the area on Saturday. Right now, though, it's time for us to head back out to the ARTCO Equipment Hotline as we welcome on our next guest. He is a stand-up comedian. He is a host on Sports Radio 610 in Houston, and he's also the co-host of the illustrious Astros podcast, Lima Time Time. It's the one and only Patrick McClellan. Patrick, how you doing this morning, brother?
Listening to all the hurricane warnings, I legit forgot what show I was doing. I was like, what is this? I was like, am I on some weather show? I was legitimately concerned for a brief second, but it's early, so my bad. I hope y'all are all prepared and staying safe in this terrible time of storms.
Appreciate that, Patrick. Appreciate that. I wanted to have you on, brother. It's been a while, but I knew you'd be the best person to talk about this. The news that broke last night out of the NBA, kind of a stunner, that the Oklahoma City Thunder sent former league MVP, face of the franchise, Russell Westbrook, Mr. Triple-Double himself, to the Houston Rockets to pair up with his former teammate and his friend and fellow league MVP, James Harden. Chris Paul gets shipped out, and Houston has to send essentially a decade's worth of picks. Your thoughts on the trade, just your initial thoughts when you heard the trade went down last night?
I've been ordering championship shirts. I'm designing the parade route. We're celebrating. We're buying rings. We're loving. We're going to score 160 points a game. Great. Fantastic. Nobody needs. If you're not a lottery team, you don't need draft picks. Whatever. They can have them. Rebuild Oklahoma City. Doesn't matter. We're winning five straight championships.
Five straight championships.
Whatever the contract is, four, three, whatever. Yeah, we're winning every year.
You get
it's fantastic. You get rid of Chris Paul, and you get a younger Russell Westbrook come down here reunite with James. I mean, it's in this offense, it's going to be crazy.
And I said this earlier on today's show, and we're talking with Patrick McClellan of the Lima Time podcast here on the Arco Equipment Hotline. Patrick, the other thing that I say is that, you know, Mike D'Antoni, his offense, you know, the point guard has to do a lot, right? And he's had an immense amount of success with guys. Steve Nash was a two-time league MVP there with Phoenix. He even had Jeremy Lin run his offense to some success when Lin Sanity was a thing. He's had Chris Paul. He's never had a guy as freakishly athletically gifted and maybe as tenacious as Russell Westbrook. And I'm excited to see what D'Antoni does with him.
Well, he's definitely got to work with them because we got to eliminate those mid-range jumpers that are not even close to being allowed in this offense that Russell likes to take, 1,000 of those. I'm excited just to see this offense flourish. I'm excited to see some of the load removed from James' shoulders. So, I mean, Russell wants to drop 40 one night. It's great. The NBA is actually exciting again with Kawhi going to the Clippers. Everything is starting to line up. It's legit going to be exciting again. There's parity. It's all good times now.
We're talking with Patrick McClellan of the Lehman Time podcast here on the Arco Equipment Hotline. Patrick, you know, you talked about the draft picks, and Daryl Morey is all about – he likes trading for players. He's not worried about the future. He's worried about winning now. How much of what happened with the Warriors in the finals, the injury to Clay and the injury to Durant, changed Daryl Morey's mindset of doing a rebuild and instead of doing that, just kind of retooling?
It absolutely had to play a role in his decision making. I think that the Rockets were verifiably the second best team in the West behind the Warriors. And it made perfect sense, at least up until the Westbrook deal, to pretty much re-up and not do anything crazy. I don't know. The Warriors are still going to be good. They're going to be a little bit different. They're losing some of their role players, but they're still, I mean, their core is strong. So I don't know. The West is as wide open as it's ever been. The Lakers are good. You got the Clippers. You got the West is going to be tough, man.
and the thing about it is, the whole West is that way. Utah has gotten better. Portland
Utah,
has improved.
Denver. You got Denver. Utah. You got Dallas coming up. It's going to be. And then those teams right there, who are the cream of the crop. Could be fun. Is what it is.
Talking with Patrick McClellan of the Lima Time podcast here on the Arco Equipment Hotline. Patrick, if you had to summarize Chris Paul's 2 years in Houston, how would you do so?
Yawn. Whatever. It was pretty tight when they snuck in the secret pathway in Staples Center to go fight. That was my favorite. And then him punching Rajon Rondo in the nose was tight too. So yeah, I like Chris Paul. It's too bad he's never going to win a championship, and he's got to go to Oklahoma. That's never good. So it just didn't work out, you know. But yeah, good luck to Chris. See you around, man.
Patrick, Chris Paul does have a bit of your reputation, and this trade just kind of reinforces that, right? He had falling out with his teammates in Los Angeles before coming to Houston, and now allegedly he's had falling outs with his teammates, and particularly James Harden. He's known for being a guy that's difficult to be teammates with, even stemming back to his days in New Orleans. Do you think Chris Paul still has an opportunity to maybe repair that reputation, or do you think that's now solidified?
No, he doesn't care. I don't know. I think some of that stuff's overblown. He's definitely a competitor, and he'll get on people. But I don't think I don't know if it was as tumultuous of a relationship as maybe the media would lead you to believe. He was saying all the right things, talking about how he was happy to return here, and if he doesn't get hurt and. 2 years ago, they probably win the championship and beat the Warriors. So, I don't know. It feels like it was some kind of failure here, but, it really wasn't. They just didn't, they just couldn't get over the hump. But, and then Chris is, he's done for. They're rebuilding in Oklahoma City. He's going to go there, and he's going to make a lot of money. And he's just going to be in Oklahoma. So, good luck with all those cars on the side of the road.
Talking with Patrick McClellan of the Lima Time Don podcast here on the Arco Equipment Hotline. With this trade now, you got Russ, you got Harden. Any trepidation whatsoever, Patrick, that these guys will take a little time to learn how to play together? It's been 7 years, and both players have developed greatly since their time together in Oklahoma City. Both of them have become two of the best players in the league. Any trepidation whatsoever? That's going to be a little bit of a learning curve.
No, it's open gym, it's round ball in the round hoop. Fire threes as fast as you can, score a zillion points. No, it'll be fun. No, it is. I have zero worries. It's going to be they're going to torch the league at least for the regular season, because that's D'Antoni's thing. Yeah, no, I have nothing to worry about. It's going to be extremely exciting.
So you're thinking, Patrick, you're saying that this is going to be the closest we've seen of a D'Antoni offense since the Steve Nash, Amari Stoudemire days in Phoenix.
I don't see why it wouldn't be. You had all your role players, key pieces. You get, you signed Daniel House. You got Gerald Green coming back. Austin Rivers, who was surprisingly serviceable and a decent player. Yeah, they got the whole, maybe Capella can learn how to catch an inbound pass. I don't know. Or just a ball in general, but they're gonna light it up. Yeah, I think they could surpass some of those Phoenix teams.
I'm talking with Patrick McClellan,
legitimately, we'll see. They got two of the best scorers and triple. With James and Russell, that's just gonna be. I don't even know how to picture it.
Patrick, you sound so excited. Are you still in a little bit disbelief that this actually was pulled off? That these guys are reunited?
Yeah, it was one of the best alerts on my phone I've ever got. I was like, what? I was like, no way. And then I read about the trade, and it was like, you're getting rid of Chris Paul and that number. I was like, how did they do this? I guess Paul George getting out of there, they're just like, yeah, I guess we might as well unload and get some draft picks. They're going to. If they're bad or they tank, that's going to be a good chance for them to rebuild. But, they had some good teams over there that just never could do and get over the hump. So, I'm legit excited. I don't believe it. Daryl Morey is a real witch, and he's a force to be reckoned with.
We're talking with Patrick McClellan of the Lima Time Time podcast here on the Arco Equipment Hotline. One final question before we let you go. We had your cohort – James Yasko on yesterday, kind of giving us a preview about the second half of the season for the Stros. Your thoughts, Pat, on how well Houston has played in the first half despite all the injuries, and do you think they're going to be making a move by the trade deadline to get another arm?
I don't think we haven't seen the actual team yet fully together, really click. So I think that's something that's going to happen in the near future, and that's going to be fun. I don't know if they necessarily need it, but I wouldn't be surprised to see a Matt Boyd come here, or everybody hates that I want Trevor Bauer, but I would love Trevor Bauer to get here and get under Strami and get his spin rate into super levels. So yeah, I would not be surprised them to do it just to bolster. But
And Bauer and Patrick, if you get Bauer, he's the type of guy that's so edgy you hate playing against him, but he's the type of cat that you would love to have with you on your team.
Yeah, he's got great stuff. He's kind of a jerk. He lives in the woodlands whatever, I don't care. He's mean to people on Twitter, whatever. Throw 97 miles an hour. get, you know, be, I mean, we saw what Strong's done with Garrett Cole. Like, if he can do anything, or then Charlie Morton, an uppick with Trevor Bauer, it's the super elite stuff, whatever. Right? He can be mean to people on Twitter. I don't care. Let's win a World Series. Get all terrible people. It doesn't matter. Sign the devil if it means win a World Series. That's the way I feel.
Patrick, appreciate you making some time for us.
Y'all be safe. One of my hot take of the segment is that Hurricanes are not good. They're bad, and I don't like them. So y'all be safe. Seriously.
Appreciate that, brother. Appreciate that. Yep. We'll talk to you soon, my friend. That's Patrick McClellan, stand-up comedian, host on Sports Radio 610 there in Houston. He's also the co-host of the Astros podcast, Lima Time Time. Folks in Houston know something about hurricanes and bad storms as well. So we appreciate the good thoughts being sent our way from our friend Patrick McClellan. We got to hit a break. More RP3 and Company coming up next right here on 103.7 The Game, Acadiana Sports Station. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game. We are broadcasting live from the 237 Roof Studios, presented by Lafayette Roofing. Need a little Major League Baseball talk into today's show. There was only one game yesterday, the first game of the second half of the season following the All-Star break, and it involved the Houston Astros. It did not go Houston's way, as they began a four-game series in Arlington against the rival Texas Rangers with a 5-0 loss. Lance Lynn matched his season high with 11 strikeouts and 7 stellar innings for his Major League best 12th victory of the year. The Texas Rangers beat the AL West leading Houston Astros 5-0 in the only game Thursday night when Major League Baseball resumed. I guess Mr. Lynn's maybe going to have something to say about that American League Cy Young Award that we have preemptively gave to Justin Verlander. 12th victory of the year. Valdez, meanwhile, for the Astros, was what we call poor. His record's now 3-5 on the year. He got tagged with the loss yesterday after walking 3, giving up 4 earned runs in 2/3 of an inning. My man didn't even get out of the first inning. They went up to the mound. They got the big hook stick that you used to see on Showtime at the Apollo, and just took him right off stage left. Said, you're done. That was terrible. Terrible. Springer, though, George Springer, he's continuing returning to form. He was 2-for-4 yesterday. Glad to see him getting the bat going. There was, though, in yesterday's game, with the Astros losing 5-0. Kind of a scary moment in the game for the Astros. And that's when Alex Bregman got injured. Sporting News is reporting that Bregman, the former LSU star and 2-time All-Star, took a 2-hop shot to the chin during the game. If you were listening to it live right here on 103.7 The Game, you remember it was off the bat of Shin-Zu Shu, and that was in the bottom of the third. It required, he had to leave the rest of the game, and reports are from Sporting News that it required to get 4 stitches. He had to be taken and get stitched up. No word yet if he will be back in the lineup tonight. The Astros have officially called the injury a skin laceration, and his status remains unclear for Friday's game. So a little bit of a scary moment there during the game as Bregman tried to scoop up ground ball and got hit in the face, needing 4 stitches for the former LSU star and 2-time All-Star for the Astros. You can listen to tonight's game, though, right here on 103.7 The Game. The good brother Ben Love, we live from Rufino's on the River from 4 to 6:30. He'll lead you into Astros pregame, Astro launch at 6:30. Then first pitch will be at 7:05 for game two of the four-game set. You can keep it live and local all weekend for your Houston Astros baseball, as we'll cover the rest of that series. Saturday's game will be pregame at 6:30, first pitch at 7:05 once again. And then Sunday, the series will be wrapped up with Astros at Rangers. Pregame show, 1:35, first pitch at 2:05. Remember, 103.7 The Game is your home in Acadiana for Houston Astros baseball. Once again, another reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you need to know where to get your sandbags for Tropical Storm Barry for this weekend, go to 1037thegame.com. Look on our homepage. You'll see a story about sandbag locations. You also see multiple other updates concerning Tropical Storm Barry. You just go to our website, access it through the mobile app or on your phone. We got the information up there ready for you. That low-pressure system in the Gulf of Mexico has been upgraded to a tropical storm. It's been named Barry by the National Hurricane Center. It's expected to make landfall Saturday morning, potentially in St. Mary Parish, between the hours of 1 and 5 a.m. The National Hurricane Center is predicting 4 to 10 inches of rain possible for the Lafayette area, and some areas throughout Acadiana receiving up to 15 inches. Voluntary evacuation has been issued for Vermilion Parish, for those in low-lying areas prone to flooding, and Acadia Parish south of Highway 92. Offshore evacuations have already begun. So please be safe and be careful and be proactive out here for the remainder of the weekend throughout Acadiana. You're listening to RP3 and Company. When we come back, we'll talk to our friend Tyler Nunez of Tiger Ag right here on Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game. Welcome back to RP3 and Company right here on Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game. It's time for us to now head out to the ARCO Equipment Hotline for our third and final guest of today's show. He is one of the best LSU beat writers around. He works for Tiger Rag. It's the one and only, our good friend, Tyler Nunez. Tyler, how you doing this morning, brother?
I'm doing well. I'm heading south on I-60 cars, heading home from Louisville. I visited some family. I ate some hot chicken in Nashville. I've had a pretty good vacation.
And my man has been telling us all about it on the social media. It's a tough life. Oh, yeah. It's a tough life when you work for Tiger Rag that you get to do impromptu food reviews for fried chicken spots across the South. That's tough.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
That's a tough.
I also did my fair share of perfect tasting. Felt pretty good.
We're talking with Tyler Nunez of Tiger Rag. Tyler, let's start off with SEC Media Days. It was announced this week who the Tigers will be coming, who will be coming with Ed Orgeron to Hoover. Joe Burrow, we kind of expected that. We expected Grant Delpit, the best player in the SEC, to go. But Cushenberry, kind of a surprise. What do you think of the three guys that Coach O has selected to come with him to SEC Media Days?
I think they're three good picks. I think obviously Joe Burrow is the leader of the offense, Grant Delpit is the leader of the defense, and I think the biggest question mark going into this season is the offensive line. I think Lloyd Cushenberry is the perfect representative for that. He's a center, he's a senior, and he's a really good speaker. So I think we're going to learn a lot this week on Monday whenever they – it should be interesting to see what they say.
Last year when they went to Atlanta, because that's where the SEC Media Days was held last year, Tyler, it was all about disrespect. It was all about the noise about LSU finishing fifth in its own division. Ed O was on the hot seat. There's a lot of negativity coming out of Media Days last year surrounding LSU. It will be the polar opposite this year, but do you expect LSU to take the same approach, block out the noise just like they did last year?
Yeah, I think the message will be the same. I think whether you're successful or whether you're struggling, you still have to kind of block out the noise, as Ed Orgeron likes to say pretty much every week. And I think the same is going to be said this year. I think the expectations are very high for this LSU football team. It's a good reason. They brought in a great recruiting class. They brought in Joe Brady to kind of change up the offense and make things a little bit more exciting on that side of the ball. And Ed Orgeron's acting like the secondary is the best he's ever seen at LSU. So expectations are high. They have a really interesting schedule. And if things play out, they're really a dark horse to make the college football playoffs. So I think that they need to have the same message they had last year, block out the noise and go to work.
We're talking with Tyler Nunez of Tiger Rag right here on the ARTCO Equipment Hotline. Tyler, obviously they'll be blocking out the noise as always, but there is a lot of buzz about this team, and this will be the first time Ed O has really had to deal with this type of hype surrounding his team, not only at LSU, but his teams at Ole Miss or even when he was interim coach at USC. It's been a while since LSU had this kind of hype. How do you think they're going to deal with it, and what's going to be the approach going to be? Because it's a little bit of uncharted water for a lot of these guys.
Yeah, it's kind of tough to tell how they'll handle it. It's the first time Ed Orgeron in this situation as a head coach, really, anywhere. He didn't really have this at Ole Miss, and he was only an interim at USC. He didn't really enter a season as a head coach there. So we've never really seen this. I'm sure they'll be very excited and amped up. That seems to be Ed Orgeron's specialty. But I think they'll be ready. I think this is a mature group of guys. They got a lot of older guys on the team, veteran guys. The exciting youth that the team also has. So I think they should be in a good position. I'm really curious to see how they handle that first road test. I think I'm viewing it as a season-defining game. How they perform in that game should indicate how they perform for the rest of the season. I think that's what everyone's really looking forward to.
We're talking with Tyler Nunez of Tiger Rag here on the ARTCO Equipment Hotline. We'll try to get him back here, get a little bit of a better reception with Tyler. And he's talking about how last year at SEC Media Days, it was all negative around LSU, everything surrounding the program, player transfers, the quarterbacks, how everyone felt that they were, I mean, the quarterback transfers came later, but there was a lot of negativity about them. You know, picked to finish fifth in their own division. Okay? Ed Orgeron was on the hot seat. Yet they turn around, they manhandled Georgia inside Tiger Stadium. They go on to win 10 games. They win the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl versus UCF, and now they're a legit contender with the pieces they have coming back of making a run to the college football playoffs. So, as Tyler was talking about, it's all about just kind of blocking out the noise, so to speak, for them. They'll take the same approach they did last year. Why change? Tyler, you were talking about Ed Orgeron saying, quote, this may be one of the best secondaries he's ever been around. We know about Grant Delpit, the unanimous All-American. We know about Christian Fulton coming back healthy. And, of course, the legend of Derek Stingley Jr. has already begun. Those are three guys. You need more than three guys to have one of the best secondaries in the country. Who are some of the other pieces in the back end of the defense that makes Ed O feel that this may be the best secondary he's ever coached?
Well, they have a bunch of guys that kind of round those guys out, right? Those are the stars and the studs. They've got a lot of seniors back there that are going to really kind of push in that defense. They got the quarter spot kind of settled in. They've got that other safety spot. I think we're going to see a lot of substitutions on that defense back there. I think John Battle's very good. I think they got plenty of pieces back there that should be able to suffice back there. And these are guys that would normally be starting on probably 85-90% of Division I football teams. They're very talented, very athletic guys, and they're juniors and seniors. So they really have experience back there, kind of pushing all the young talent that they have. That's really kind of the story of the whole roster. Even on the other side of the ball, everyone decided to see what John Emmett is going to do on their running back. Well, they've also got tight end Rich Blair back there that can be able to do a lot of stuff out of the slot. And he's a very capable runner as well. So that's kind of the story of this whole team. It's senior leadership that's kind of able to fish in a lot of very exciting young talent.
Tyler, appreciate you making time for us, as always, brother. Be safe on your travels. Be safe once you get back home as well, my friend, with the tropical storm going to be turning into a hurricane this weekend. And we'll talk to you next week, as always, my friend.
Sounds good. Hey, watch out for Jacoby Stevens.
Tyler Nunez, Tiger Rag joining us there on the ARCO Equipment Hotline. By the way, just a reminder that 103.7 The Game, Acadiana Sports Station, we got you covered for a Swinging for Cash contest right here on 103.7 The Game. Every weekday in July, someone new will win a cool $1,000, and it could be you. It's the Swinging for Cash contest right here on 103.7 The Game, and it's going on right now. The only thing you got to do is listen for the keywords every weekday. There'll be five different keywords throughout the day, and enter them online at 1037thegame.com for your chance to win some cool cash. We had the keyword earlier, our first keyword of the day, in case you missed it. The keyword is fastball. That's right, fastball. F-A-S-T-B-A-L-L. So you can go to 1037thegame.com, enter that keyword into our Swinging for Cash contest. And if you, after you put that one in, we got another keyword coming up, a new keyword we coming up here at 9 o'clock. So make sure to listen for that. That way you can have another opportunity to win your share of $25,000 with our Swinging for Cash contest. Reminder, if you need to know where to get your sandbags in preparation for Tropical Storm Barry, which will likely become a hurricane when it hits landfall somewhere close to St. Mary Parish, Saturday morning between 1 and 5 a.m., you can go to 1037thegame.com. Look on our homepage. There's a story up there right now with all of our extensive storm coverage. But there's also a story in particular about sandbags locations throughout Acadiana, not only for Lafayette and Karen Crow, but also for St. Landry Parish and other places. So make sure to go check that out. That way you can go and be prepared for the storm that's going to be coming through here. Once again, the National Hurricane Center is predicting 4 to 10 inches of rain possible for the Lafayette area Saturday morning, and some areas receiving almost up to 15 inches. That's from the National Hurricane Center. Also, voluntary evacuation has been issued for Vermilion Parish for those in low-lying areas prone to flooding, as well as Acadia Parish for residents south of Highway 92. Offshore evacuations have begun. Lafayette Parish has declared a state of emergency, and the state of Louisiana, Governor John Bel Edwards, has also declared a state of emergency as well. Also, all state offices in all 32 parishes have been closed. That was announced last night by the Louisiana State Police. So if you don't need to be out on the roads, don't need, you know, be careful, guys. Just be careful. When we come back here on RP3 and Company, we'll wrap up today's show and the week right here on Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game. Welcome back to the show. This is Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game. Reminder, we got you covered all weekend for your Houston Astros baseball, as we are the home of the Stros here in Acadiana. Pre-game Astro launch will be at 6:30 tonight for game two of that series at the Texas Rangers in Arlington. First pitch, 7:05. That will be the same deal on Saturday, 6:30 pregame, 7:05 first pitch. And then they'll wrap up things with the four-game set on Sunday, pregame, 1:35, first pitch, 2:05. And if you love your Houston Astros, then it's time for you to take part in the Houston Astros Weekend Getaway Sweepstakes powered by Lafayette Roofing and Aloft Houston Downtown. The only thing you had to do, enter in the Clubhouse Rewards Club for your chance to win four tickets to a Saturday and Sunday game and a one-night hotel stay. August 3rd and the 4th, that's the Astros versus the Mariners. So make sure to take part of that in the Clubhouse Rewards Club. Reminder, all of my horse racing fans out there listening to Acadiana, Evangeline Downs has canceled Saturday's Thoroughbred race slate. Completely canceled. You can still go there and check out the simulcast. They'll have that up and running in the simulcast room, okay? But the actual slate of Thoroughbred racing for Saturday has been canceled at Evangeline Downs due to Tropical Storm Barry. So just a reminder of that. Once again, all state offices are closed in all 32 parishes due to the unpredictability of Tropical Storm Barry. That's today. just a reminder that Tropical Storm Barry is expected to make landfall sometime Saturday morning between 1 and 5 a.m. At 7 a.m. today, it was approximately about 120 miles southeast of Morgan City, there in the Gulf of Mexico, where it's churning and absorbing all of that warm water, making it stronger. It's moving right now west-northwest at 5 miles per hour. Winds are at approximately 50 miles per hour. The projected path has shifted slightly to the east. Landfall, as I said, is expected Saturday morning between 1 and 5 a.m., potentially in St. Mary Parish. The National Hurricane Center is predicting 4 to 10 inches of rain possible for the Lafayette area, with some areas receiving up to 15 inches. Voluntary evacuation has been issued for Vermilion Parish for those low-lying areas prone to flooding, and Acadia Parish for residents living south of Highway 92. If you need to know where to get your sandbags, come to 1037thegame.com. We have a list of where locations are at throughout Acadiana for you to get sandbags. It's also good just to be proactive. Get your sandbags. If you do go to one of those locations, we recommend you bring a shovel and check back with 1037thegame.com for more updates about Tropical Storm Barry, which is predicted to become a hurricane over the weekend. Or it'll be a hurricane category 1 when it makes landfall Saturday morning. Also a reminder, RP3 and Company will be broadcasting live from lovely Hoover Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday next week. That's right. We're taking our show on the road for SEC Media Days. So make sure to check us out every weekday morning, 6 to 9, Monday through Thursday, as we'll be broadcasting live. We have several interviews set up. We'll be talking to coaches. We'll be talking to players. We'll be talking to other media people. There's no telling what we'll have in store for you, but it'll be exciting. You can also check out all of our additional exclusive coverage on a special hub page on 1037thegame.com. We'll have video interviews, video recaps, and exclusive stories. So 1037 The Game can be your home for all things SEC Media Days next week. I want to thank our guest today, Barry Herstis from the Saints News Network and Big Easy Magazine. I want to thank Patrick McClellan, co-host of the Lima Time Time podcast. And I also want to thank Tyler Nunes from Tiger Rag. Cody, we gave the people a poll question yesterday. Shall we refresh their memories on what it is? And let's give the latest up-to-date results for the poll question, which can be found on 1037thegame.com. On the right hand of the page of the homepage.
Yes, with the summer league still rolling on in the NBA, Naz Reid making a statement, making a mark for himself. We wanted to know from you, did NBA teams make a mistake when not drafting Naz Reid? And so far, 77% say yes, they did make a mistake, while we have over here 23% saying that no mistake was made.
I wonder if the 23% are Raging Cajun fans that are still upset with Will Wade.
Oh, okay. I was trying to figure out why they would be mad at Naz Reid. I was like, why did they hate Naz Reid?
rivalry, right? Come on, that's rivalry.
I guess, but right. I mean, I'm over here chilling. I don't hate the Cajuns, though, because I was going to say, I'm over here cheering for Elfrid Payton, but I don't hate the Cajuns, so it's different.
You bleed purple and gold, but you are.
Oh, I say this all the time. I believe purple and gold. You say that all the time. What I say all the time is that I am well aware and I understand exactly how much I owe to the University of Louisiana over there, because I wouldn't be where I'm sitting today if it wasn't for the Raging Cajuns over there. So I know where my bread was buttered. That's exactly what I want to say.
We got a bread is buttered reference in this week. My man, ending the week strong. A reminder. The latest keyword for the Swinging for Cash contest here on 1037 The Game is coming up in just a few minutes, so stay tuned for that, and make sure to enter the keyword at 1037thegame.com for your chance to win a cool $1,000. It's been a terrific week. Y'all have a great weekend. Be safe out there. go get your sandbags, get your water, do everything that you need to do. Make sure you're stocked up on batteries, flashlights, the whole nine yards. Y'all be safe out there this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week live from Hoover for SEC Media Days. You're listening to Acadiana Sports Station 103.7 The Game.